In regards to that previous question about the Cro-Magnon man and all those different types of so-called
prehistoric.
Right. Yeah. How do you explain the different artifacts and the people that were found? Like, not people, but you know.
I don't bother to. See, the difference between me and most people is I don't bother to explain them because of the fact that I believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. So I'm not looking for a reason to believe what some white boy in 18th century named Darwin said. I'm not interested in what he said because I already believe in the Quran. Now, I've written a book about it and I've attacked the subject for those people who have a little bit of faith trying to strengthen their faith. Personally, I'm not the least concerned with their findings because I know the white man made the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, and inside the caves it looked real to me and you. I know he can make all kinds of things. He made the Mummy movie, and we can forget while watching it that we're watching the movie. And you personally have never seen any of them, personally. And if you did, you didn't have the knowledge, because he didn't approve of it, for you to be able to analyze them yourself. So all we have is his say-so, right? So the choice is between, do we listen to what this white guy in the 18th century says, or do we listen to the creator of the heaven and the earth? I prefer to listen to the creator of the heaven and the earth. So therefore, I don't even put myself in a position to analyze stones and rocks as our descendants, because the Quran doesn't go that way. The Quran makes it clear that Allah created us. Have you understand what I'm trying to say? And when we start to probe, we're showing doubt in Allah. When we start saying, well, maybe it's true, then we have to confess we're not Muslims then. We're still not Muslims yet. Because when we become Muslims, we no longer question or doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any kind of way. And if he didn't say that, then it don't exist. He says he created man. So that's what it is. Your father? That's how I look at him saying. And every man has his own right to look at it his own way. I look at it as Allah says it in the Quran, and that's what it is, because I don't doubt the Quran. And the moment I start to question it, then I'm no longer Muslim, because the Quran says don't doubt it.
Assalamu alaikum. I understand from reading some of Imam Easton's pamphlets that the Gospel of Barnabas was excluded from the Bible because it had too many truths in it, correct? And the other day I bought this book from one of the brothers, this Gospel of Barnabas. And I read in here that before the day of judgment, there's going to be 15 days, whereas there's a sign.